We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Daddy, call him up.
Tell him. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, this topic comes from JT and Lil Uzi. They allegedly got into an argument where she threw her phone at him, and then she ran out the awards and he chased her. And we're asking about public fights. The worst public fight you got into with you and your spouse. 800-585-1051. Charlamagne, you and your wife got into a public spat?
Never. Me and my wife have never, ever gotten into a public spat. Not that I can remember. Now, mind you, we've been together 25 years, but that ain't even our style. That's definitely not her style, and that's definitely, you know, not my style. So,
yeah,
nah, I've never been in no public spat.
Yeah, me neither. Nah, me and my wife never got into it in the public. If there is a problem or situation, we just hold it down until we get home, and then when we get home, we discuss and handle what we got to handle at home. But we never get into a public spat or in front of anybody, anything like that. We'll hold our composure until we get back to the crib, and then we'll discuss what we need to discuss.
Word.
But like you said, we've been together so long. I don't know if there was something early on. I don't remember. But
I don't recall that. But that's not
me neither.
Yeah, that's not even, that's not my demeanor. That's not her demeanor, you know. So that's not even how we get down. Now, you know, I think that, you know, it either has to be an extreme circumstance for something like that to happen, or are you dealing with, you know, extreme personalities that, you know, wild out like that in public regardless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never. That's never been us.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's
Rami. Hey, Rami. Good morning. We're talking about a public spat between you and your spouse. You got one for us?
Yeah, got a couple, but I guess the worst one, like, It went too far. You don't get somebody involved with your kids that don't have nothing to do with that. That was, so we got into an argument. We told another female to take my kids and get in the car and drive up with them. I'm not like, I'm a mom. You don't play with my kids like that. That's fighting words right there. So, you know, we got into a little fight and it got really bad because we got a weapon. We didn't have fights before. So I can handle my own, but it's not fair when you got a weapon. I'm being sick.
What kind of weapon did he pull on you?
He pulled a gun.
Jesus Christ. And hopefully you left after that point, or you called the police and you got out of there, right?
I absolutely left. That was the last time we dated anything. I went into hiding for a little while. He was trying to track me down, but...
Jesus.
You know, I definitely left that situation alone.
All right. Well, thank you, Mama, for sharing your story. Jesus. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, bro?
My name is Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis, we're talking about some public fights you got into, a public spat that you got into with your spouse. Talk to us.
All right, so this one time, me and my woman was going to the gas station, and then we had some words back and forth over some petty. I can't really recall what it was, but anyway, so we get to tussle inside the car. You know, we swing at each other here and there. Then I get out the car like, I'm about to get some gas. You acting crazy. So I go to the gas station, he get mad, and come in the gas station, we start fighting in front of the clerk and the customers that's in the gas station. The clerk like, oh, y'all need to get out, I'm gonna call the police. And I ran out, and she picked me up down the street from the gas station, and we start laughing about what happened in the gas station.
Y'all, that's that toxic love that y'all find attractive, huh?
It was toxic at the time before, but now it ain't toxic no more.
That's good. I'm glad y'all grew out of that.
Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
This is Darius from Detroit.
Hey, what's up, bro? We're talking about you and your spouse getting into a public spat. Talk to us about it.
What up, though? So, yeah, man, this was about 10 years ago. Me and an ex-girlfriend, we arguing, and God come around the block, say something to me. I know what he said. I'm in the middle of arguing with her. He spins back around the block. Then I notice I'm like, it's the same car again. He pulls up, says something else. So now I had to pay attention to him. I'm like, what is he talking about? I'm in an open area. I'm like, I'm arguing with my girl, but why is this your business? And all of a sudden, you know, I position myself because I'm like, I'm kind of out in the open. So I kind of position myself to where I'm not so open. And all of a sudden, I just see a flash of light. And that's how I realized he was shooting at me. I was shooting at him. It was pretty crazy. So... yeah, you know, that's how I go down to Detroit over light-skinned girls, I guess. I don't know. But Andy, man, I just want to tell y'all, though, too, man, I love the show.
No, you ain't going to just go talk to Envy after saying something like that.
Shawnee, yo, honestly, I can't believe I'm talking to y'all brothers, man. I love y'all brothers, man.
Love
what y'all doing for the culture. Absolutely.
We love you, too. But you mean we're talking about public spats. We talking about JT throwing a phone at Uzi. You right. Talking to us about gunshots and light-skinned girl? What's up, man?
It got kind of crazy. It got kind of crazy in Detroit from time to time.
So,
you know what I'm saying? East side from the east side. You know what I'm saying? 7 Mile. It get kind of wild. Like I said, I was just arguing with my girl. My man came around the block, said something. He came back and he spun the block. And I guess he felt like, no, he going to make me stop arguing with my girl. And, yeah, he wanted to shoot at me.
What does complexion have to do with this?
Oh, you know how people are acting over light-skinned girls don't know how to handle themselves sometimes. I don't know. It's just something in the air with them. I don't get it.
That is not true, sir. You know, I am a stern believer in the black of the berry, the sweet of the juice.
Absolutely, but some people don't understand that.
Yeah, I've always liked dark-skinned women. I don't know what complexion has to do with your ass being crazy enough to be shooting at somebody over any woman. Of any complexion.
I don't know why they shoot. It was my woman. Well, I don't understand why you want to shoot at me over my woman. I don't get it.
But what does I never have to do it.
Well, he was probably trying to paint the picture, but I will say this. He probably seen you arguing and was trying to stop you because he thought you was doing something to her. He's probably trying to...
No, it was me. Actually, it was my cousin and his wife was with me too. And when he came back around the block, my cousin was walking across the street and he almost hit him. That's what made me notice that my man came back around the block again. So I'm like, what's going on with this dude? And he started shooting at me. You know what I'm saying? So
I really want.
Wild.
I want better for you, my brother. I am praying for you.
Listen. I've been married. Yesterday was my 1 year. Yesterday was my 1 year marriage anniversary to my beautiful wife. I want to give a shout out to her, Sherry, my beautiful wife, lover. You know, we've been together. We've been together for 8 years, married for one. I love that woman, and I mean, I can't explain you how much I love that girl.
All right, my brother.
Jesus.
That was the craziest story. What the hell did complexion have to do with him getting shot at? I ain't never heard that ever in my life.
800.
You know how people get over light-skinned girls? Nigga, no.
We're talking JT and Lil Uzi Vert. JT threw a phone at Lil Uzi during the BET Awards. She ran out. Obviously, they got into an argument. So we're talking about a public spat between you and your spouse. Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about JT and Lil Uzi. They allegedly got into a little altercation at the BET Awards where she threw her phone at him. She ran out. He chased her out. They got into an argument. So we're asking, we're talking about a public argument, a public situation you got into it with your spouse. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Triana from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, good morning. We're talking about a public spat that you got into it with your spouse.
Good morning. Good morning, DJ Envy and Charlamagne.
Peace, queen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Bless black and highly favored.
Okay, well, the argument that I got into publicly... I was in a car with my baby dad. I had picked him up from work. And me and my cousin was talking, and he got mad about the conversation me and her was having. So he threatened to throw my phone out the window when we got to the light to get off of the freeway. I'm like, forget this. I got out the car. I put the car in park and grabbed my baby. And I threw his out the car. And I was like, I'm about to just walk. And he was like, okay, well, you can get in the car back. And I just pulled off and left him on the side of the road.
Wow. I'm going to tell you something, man. Y'all got problems. this is crazy. All I'm hearing is violence and lots of it.
Let's go to another phone line. Hello, who's this?
Marie.
Hey, Marie. We're talking about a time where you and your spouse got into a public spat.
So my worst public argument was when we was in the club. And we got into an argument, so of course I asked for my keys back. And he threw them in the air, so of course they just flew everywhere on the floor. So now I'm on my hands and knees in the club, searching for my damn keys.
Hands on my knees, shaking hands with my outfit.
Hands on my knees, yeah. So that was my crazy, crazy topic right there, but left that one alone.
Did you get all your keys that day?
Except for my bottom key. That was okay. And my son just wants to say hello to y'all. He listens to y'all every day. He's 7 years old. He's excited to say hello.
Hi, Breakfast Club.
What's up, hey. Young King? How are
Good
you?
Morning.
How are you, brother?
Good.
What you doing?
On your way to camp? You on your way to camp?
I'm going to my school.
Are y'all still in school? Or you in summer school?
No, you know, New York ends tomorrow.
Oh, got you.
Charlamagne just tried to put your kid in summer school. You see what he tried to do there, mama?
I know, right? He did good. He's going to the third grade. He's good. Charlamagne, don't do my boy like that.
Well, I was projecting. I went to summer school like 3-4 years in a row, man. You know, from about 7th grade to about 10th grade, I was all summer school. Okay?
Charlamagne, can I just say before anything, this is a topic I was talking about before with the DP and the Jen Jones and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Let's not hype that up, because as Buster said, we don't want no petty beef, and we know where to go when we mess with a dude like Jimmy. So let's just keep it copacetic.
That's true.
See, that's what I said, right? That's exactly what you're I right. said.
Yeah, so Charlamagne, you can't say you want everybody to love each other, and you're like, nah, Jimmy got to come harder. No, let's just play it out the way we play it out and keep it cool.
You're right, but I was just looking at it from a rap perspective, because I think that Jim Jones and Pusha T are both grown-ass men who know where not to take it. You know what I mean?
Like, I 100%, but we also do got grown ass men out here that still take it places.
That's right. Bro, you're right.
Jim said push his soul crack to his own brother.
Okay, we just gonna let this one die down, hopefully.
Yeah, let's just let it go.
I don't. Maybe Jim got exactly. inside information. I don't
Yo,
know.
Shut up, man. Yo, shut up. Know. All right. Thank you, Mama.
It's rap, though. No, you're right. Yo, listen. No, no, you're right. You're right. I mean, you're right. That it is rap, and rap historically has gotten so disrespectful that people do take it there. I just can't see them two brothers doing that at this stage in their life. But who knows?
Yeah, okay.
Who
okay.
knows? The moral of the story is, man, stop all this violence against each other. That's all I heard. We said spat, right? Yeah, we ain't say nothing about fight. Y'all talk about shootouts. You know what I mean? Like, we said spat. Jesus, our board I read, Red goes, I just want y'all to know there's nothing but domestic violence on these calls, right? The whole phone lines that are lit up, every call is domestic violence. Like, Jesus, damn.
All right. We just meant, like, little arguments. Like, you know, that's it.
Spat. Look up man. The definition of spat, people.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.